So we begin with breaking news. In Myanmar's deposed leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, is facing more time in prison. She's been found guilty of 5 counts of corruption and sentenced to a combined 7 years in jail. The former Nobel Peace Prize winner has now been jailed for a total of 33 years on a range of offences since the military seized power in February last year. Suu Kyi denies the allegations. For more on this, let's talk to Tamor Nabili, who's following the case from Singapore. And Tamor, she has been in prison since February, and this is the last of the cases brought against her.
It is. She's faced 19 charges in all, like the previous charges and sentences and verdicts handed down a while back, as you say, with a total of 26 years for those. These final 5 charges were heard inside the court in Naypyidaw behind closed doors on Monday. The verdict decided then and announced to the public just a couple of hours ago, adding another 7 years onto the total number of years that she needs to serve, which at the age of 77 basically amounts to a life sentence for her. 33 years would take her well past her 110th birthday. So it would appear under the current circumstances that her leadership and her participation in Myanmar politics is all but at an end.
What's the international position on what's going on in Myanmar? The UN Security Council applying some pressure.
Well, the international position's always been fairly unanimous, Nick. They've condemned and criticised the Myanmar position to varying degrees, because while the criticism may have been verbal, it's not necessarily in terms of action. Now, the UN action that you mentioned occurred earlier on this week, where there was a UN Council resolution, the first one on Myanmar since it gained independence 75 years ago, condemning outright what has been going on in Myanmar, demanding that Aung San Suu Kyi be set free and that action be taken towards restoring democracy in the country. The United Nations wants everyone to return to what was a peace plan outlined by ASEAN a while ago. ASEAN came through with what was called a 5-point consensus, which Myanmar promptly ignored and did nothing about. So what the international community has been demanding is that they return to the 5-point consensus and abide by the terms set through there. But that doesn't seem like it's going to happen anytime soon either, because ASEAN excluded Myanmar from its recent high-level meetings. And the meetings of some foreign ministers that took place in Thailand just a short while ago was not attended by 5, fully half of the ASEAN foreign ministers. So the amount of consensus there is towards actually taking any action would appear, despite this UN resolution, to be very muted and almost inconsequential.
All right, Tamor, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks very much. Tamor Nabili reporting there from Singapore. Thank you.